You're listening to SBS News.
Higher death rates among ethnic minorities are exposing endemic inequalities that have been ignored for too long, according to a senior United Nations official. Michelle Bachelet says countries must take urgent steps. She highlighted reports that in the United States, the virus death rate for African Americans is more than double that of other racial groups. In Brazil's biggest city, Sao Paulo, people of colour are 62% more likely to die than whites. Meanwhile, Rio de Janeiro began relaxing its coronavirus lockdown on Tuesday. The city has the second highest number of coronavirus cases in Brazil after Sao Paulo. Ipanema Beach local Alessandra Barros says the weekend is likely to become a problem.
I think the relaxation of restrictions is important, but it is still dangerous because we are still at the peak, right? Today it is calm here, but on the weekend, it will be a crowd.
A review by health officials in England and Wales has confirmed the death rate for black and Asian ethnic minorities is nearly double that of the white population. The UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the risks are clear, but the reasons are not.
This racial disparity holds even after accounting for the effect of age, deprivation, region and sex. The PHE ethnicity analysis did not adjust for factors such as comorbidities and obesity. So there is much more work to do to understand the key drivers of these disparities, the relationships between the different risk factors, and what we can do to close the gap.
As countries around the world ease their coronavirus restrictions, there's growing debate about how much social distancing is enough and whether everyone should wear masks. A study of all the available evidence published in the medical journal The Lancet found that staying a metre away from an infected person reduced the risk of transmission to 50%, while a gap of 2 metres slashed it to just 10%. It says masks should be thick. Dr. Derek Tu from McMaster University in Hamilton, Canada, is one of the study's authors.
The larger the distance, the better, and that 6 feet may be quite different from actually 2 meters. When it comes to mask use, particularly in the community setting, very importantly, the best studied masks that showed a strong protection were multi-layer masks. They were not single-layer cloth masks. They were actually most often 12 to 16-layer cotton masks.
One of the key reasons protective measures are needed is people can have the virus and not know it. You can spread it before you feel ill, and some never develop symptoms. So how likely are people with coronavirus to be what's called asymptomatic? Professor Carl Hennigan is an epidemiologist from Oxford University.
Around about 20 to 30%, but it can vary by age. It seems younger people have much milder disease. So this is the real Achilles heel of coronaviruses in this current outbreak, because that's what allows people to go out and about and become spreaders. The sort of good news, and I think the science is saying, if you are asymptomatic, your ability to spread the disease is reduced.
The World Bank says the global economy is facing staggeringly large losses from the pandemic, with the initial estimate of $5 trillion likely to fall far short of the actual damage. It says developing countries could experience substantial lasting effects. Mexico's president says he doesn't expect his country to lose more than 1 million jobs as a result of the pandemic. Andrés Manuel López Obrador announced fewer than 350,000 jobs were lost in May, but said the recovery would begin in July. In Mozambique, people suspected of having coronavirus are said to be facing growing discrimination and even violence, and some have been threatened by lynching. The BBC's correspondent in Mozambique, Mary Harper, says this has led to a fall in the number of people going to clinics to report flu-like symptoms and other illnesses.
The hostility towards those suspected of having the virus has led the health ministry to restrict the amount of information it releases about the disease, including not disclosing locations where cases have been confirmed.
This year's delayed Formula One season will start with 8 races in Europe, beginning in Austria on July the 5th. All events will be behind closed doors, with measures to limit the spread of coronavirus. Plans for the rest of the season haven't been announced. Meanwhile, in France, a quintessential part of life has resumed. The country's cafes and restaurants have opened. In Paris, customers have to sit outside. Christina Montenegro runs a cafe in the centre of the capital.
I was so happy to see the terrace today, and people are so happy, so thankful also for each coffee, and we're very glad of that too, because it's like a social matter too.
Oh, Moscow's two main Russian Orthodox cathedrals have reopened their doors as officials take further steps to ease the country's coronavirus lockdown. Russian officials say that the nation is now past the peak of contagion, making it safe to gradually ease the lockdown measures. Worshipper Tatiana Fomina says she came to the cathedral to give thanks.
Today is the first day when I've come to pray, and I've felt immediately the relief. I've recovered myself from coronavirus, and God has saved me from the virus. I'm thankful to God, and I came to thank Him for healing me.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.